With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tense moments at the border of Israel and Gaza yesterday as both sides claim violations of the fragile ceasefire. Correspondent Lucy Williamson has more.
There's not a lot of trust between the two sides. That's an understatement. And also, I think what we saw today with the crowds gathering on the coast road to try and move forward, not being allowed to move forward. And then there are reports of the Israeli forces firing in some way around the crowd, above the crowd, in order to disperse them and push them back. We're getting reports of at least one man being killed, some others being injured during those incidents.
Also at SRNnews.com, huge numbers as an insurance broker tabulates the costs of last year's natural disasters. George Williams has more.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
Rain that began falling in parched Southern California will aid firefighters mopping up multiple wildfires, but heavy downpours on charred hillsides could bring the threat of new troubles like toxic ash runoff. The National Weather Service says that most of the area would likely get about an inch of rain over the next several days. Rain expected to increase throughout the weekend and last into early Tuesday in Southern California. Very welcomed by them. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention sets its 2025 public policy agenda. Michael Harrington has more.
The denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission says it will work hard to curb abortion in the new year, focusing in particular on the proliferation of abortion drugs. Baptist leaders are also going to fight the LGBT agenda, especially where it concerns transgenderism and children. Supporting religious freedom and campaigning against gambling and marijuana will also be priorities for the largest Protestant denomination in this country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic trouble for the world's second most populous nation that is now facing both a graying population and an emerging shortage of working-age people. The figures follow trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. For decades, China had a one-child policy, you might recall. This is SRN News. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks. John Scott has more.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contain several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature, but Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reporting.
A private investigator pleading guilty to federal charges that include racketeering and bribery. Ricardo Menez was involved in a scheme between a law firm he worked for that specialized in defending those with DUIs and law enforcement officers as well. Menez admitted he offended, or rather offered, gifts and cash to bribes to officers. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.